Seth Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, we praise you and thank you for this day, and we're grateful for this great and awesome story we're going to be able to tell the next few days. We ask you to bless everybody's heart with it, Lord, and if anybody wants this story, all they need to do is contact us via our website or by telephone, and we'll be happy to send them the entire story. Father, we thank you for this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
So they begin to doctor and everything, and several days went by, and of course they begin to heal up with all the doctoring and everything. Do you think I had an idea that I had a demonic spirit in my feet that was eating on my toes? No clue. I thought it was a fungus. That's what the doctor had told me. He certainly didn't tell me I had a demon. I didn't know. He didn't know either. But that night, many years ago, I swung my feet out from that computer desk and I looked down at my toes and I did something most Christians would thought I was crazy if they'd have been there that night. I looked down at those feet and I said, "You foul spirit of hell, you spirit of infirmity, in the name of Jesus, I command you to come out of me and go to the pit of hell and stay there, and don't you ever come back in Jesus' name." Guess what? The next morning I woke up, no athlete's foot. I have never had it again to this day. Now then, about six years ago, there was a young couple in our church. By knowing this, of course, I'm teaching these things in my church, and I will have to say, I still go on Sunday morning to a Southern Baptist church. Now, I've started my own church on Sunday afternoon over there in North Dallas, but I teach the Word of God in my church, and of course, some of the people in my church think I ought not to be teaching in a Baptist church. I mean, I've had someone tell me that, but when it always comes down to it, "Have you ever heard me teach anything that's not in this book?" "Well, no, but some of the things you teach we don't talk about." I said, "Well, okay, that's beside the point. I'll teach the Word of God." So anyway, when this young couple, they had a six-year-old girl, beautiful little girl, brand new Christian girl. Her mother came to me one night and said, "Thurman, Michelle has got the worst case of athlete's foot. Said we have prayed for her. We have taken her to the doctor. We have done everything," and said, "nothing works. Said her feet are so eat up. Said her toenails are coming off. Said her little toenails look like they're going to fall off any minute. Said her big toe is split down the middle and coming off around the edges." And said, "we've had her to the doctor. The doctor's doctored her everything. Said nothing works. Do you have any idea what's wrong?" I said, "Sure, honey. I know exactly what's wrong with your baby. She has a demon." Now, a little Southern Baptist girl, about 32 years old, with a six-year-old girl. What do you think that woman did when I told her baby had a demon? She burst into tears. I mean, it's like you turn faucets on, you know. I mean, "Thurman, are you telling me my baby has a demon?" I said, "That's exactly what I'm telling you, honey. But," I said, "you don't have to sweat it." I said, "I know you and your husband extremely well. I know your husband teaches the RAs. I know you teach the GAs. I know you and him walk in a love relationship. I know you and him don't talk evil about nobody. I know y'all come to church every time the door's open. Y'all are in place for a miracle. You're obedient kids of the kingdom." So I said, "I don't know how this demon got in, but he did." So I said, "All you need to do is take this two magnificent verses to start off with, and they're in Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20. I said, I want you to read those verses to me, and I want to tell you what they say, and then I want you to go home and tell your husband that if he, as a spiritual leader of the home, will take Luke 10, 19, and 20, and he will do what I tell you to do, I guarantee that demon will leave, and I guarantee the Lord will heal your baby. I believe this book." So anyway, she turned in her Bible to Luke 10, 19, and 20. Now, I might, instead of me quoting that to you, I might have one of y'all read that, because I want to make sure that my Bible and yours said the same thing. Because I've come to realize, you know, that when I quote these, some people that don't have their Bible open, they say, I have literally had people tell me, "Thurman, what kind of a foreign Bible are you reading out of?" And so I've got to ask you to read it out of yours, you know, because that way there's no controversy there when you read it out of yours. So somebody read that. Would you like to read that, ma'am? What does it say?
"Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven."
Hey, that read just like mine. We must have the same translation. Now, but what does that mean? Behold, I give unto you power. Now, in the Greek, the word power there, the word power in the King James is used twice in those two verses, but in the Greek, it's two different words. The first one says, behold, I give unto you power. The better translation of that word is, behold, I give unto you authority. That's what the word really means. So, who's speaking there, too, by the way? Jesus. That's Jesus himself. Behold, I give unto you authority to trample on the serpent and his scorpions. Who do you think the serpent and his scorpions are? Satan and his demons. That's exactly right. And then he said, and then after they said, and I give you a little bit of power over them? Oh! I give unto you all power. Well, if he give me and you all power as a church over our enemy, the devil, how much power has he got left over us? I mean, none. And then he takes that next verse, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the evil spirits have to be subject unto you. How do you make something subject to you? You got a kid, and that kid, you want him to take out the trash, and you got three kids sitting over there, and you say, one of you kids take the trash out. Guess what's going to happen, Mama? No, you're right, nothing. What if you say, Johnny, go out there and take the trash out for Mama, and take it out and empty it out and bring it back and wash the can out, and then you come back and go back to play. Guess what's going to happen? He's going to do it because you were specific, right? See? Them demons are just exactly like that. So, they have to be subject to us. So I told that little girl, I said, young lady, you go home and you tell your husband, he's a spiritual leader in your home, and I know you all are walking in obedience to God's word. So I said, you take that mighty promise in Luke 10, 19, and 20, and you tell him to read that verse over and over and over out loud. And then, after he finally believes what God says, that he has that power, I want him to get your baby up in there, and I want him to command that spirit of infirmity, that spirit of athlete's foot, to leave her in the name of Jesus, and then thank the Lord for delivering her. And then, after you cast the demon out, I said, now then, she needs to be healed. I said, now then, you take the verse of Matthew 18, 19, the prayer of agreement, and you and your wife, you and your husband, I was telling her, I said, you and your husband take the prayer of agreement, and y'all ask the Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus for the Holy Spirit to go into your baby's seat and to restore everything the devil has messed up in the name of Jesus, and then thank him for doing it. I said, then put her to bed, and I guarantee if you'll do it in faith, guarantee the Lord will heal that girl. So anyway, this little Baptist girl, she gets home that night. They put their babies all to bed. Finally, she tells her husband, said, you know, I went to see Thurman tonight at the end of the prayer meeting Wednesday night and said, he told me Michelle has a demon. So he said, well, I'm going to tell you. If Thurman told you our baby's got a demon, he said, I'm going to believe him. And she said, why? He said, because Philip Anthony Wren, which was one of my RAs, a few years ago, and that boy, up until he was 11 years old, that boy's entire body was covered with warts. He had them in his eyebrows, on his eyelids, up in his nose, all over his face, all over his neck, all over the palms and the backs of both hands. And he said they had burned two big rows of warts off the back of Philip's hands, and those warts came right back in the scars, and Thurman went over to their house on a Sunday afternoon, and in 4 weeks' time, after whatever he did, there was not a wart or a scar on that boy's body. Not one. So he said, if Thurman told you our baby has a demon, that man has spiritual discernment, and I'm going to believe what he said. He said, all right, what did he tell you to do? So she told him. He read those verses. And if you want to see this testimony as live as you can get it, I only brought a few of the testimony tapes, but their testimony is filmed on one of those testimonies. Of them, I went back to their home this last year and sat down with them with two cameras, and I filmed this with that girl. She's now 12 years old. And he cast that demon of infirmity out of his baby at 11 o'clock at night. And then they used the prayer of agreement and asked the Father in the name of Jesus to send the Holy Spirit to heal and restore her feet, and then they thanked him for doing it. And he put her to bed. The next morning, about 7 o'clock, Russell was getting ready to go to work. He run in there to see his baby. He said, honey, let's look at your feet this morning. I'm going to tell you how bad her feet was. Her feet were so bad, so bloody underneath, that when that little six-year-old girl come home from school in the afternoon, they'd take her shoes off of her, but before they could take her socks off, they'd have to put her feet in a bucket of warm water before they could get them off. You say she had a pretty bad case of it?
Yeah.
Both feet were like that. He run in there 7 o'clock that morning and jerked the cover off of little Michelle at 6 years old and said, "Honey, let's see what the Lord's done for you." And that little girl looked down at her feet and she burst into tears. Her feet looked like brand new. There was not a loose toenail, not a fractured one, not a split one. And when she turned her feet up and looked at them, it looked just like the palm of my hand. Not a scar or a mark. A few Sundays later, or several Sundays later, she came out of church one morning crying. I walked up to her and said, "Honey, what's wrong with you?" She said, "Mr. Scribner, I tried to tell some of the people in my class about what God did for me. And that I had a demon and my daddy cast it out and the Lord healed me." And she said, "They all laughed at me." Those that tell us where we are in the church, right? She was all crying and I reached up inside my arm around her. I said, "Honey, consider it pure joy to get to suffer persecution for Jesus." I said, "They don't care what anybody tells you. There won't nobody ever be able to take that miracle away from you." I said, "You'll remember what the King done for you as long as you live." I said, "Nobody can take that away from you." I said, "It is a shame today that we in the church don't believe this mighty book that we carry in our hands. When this book tells us," he said, "I'm your God. I came and became your substitute on the cross. I bore your sins. I bore your sickness. And I redeemed you from the curse." He said, "Now then, walk holy before me and do what I tell you to do. And if you'll be obedient to do what I tell you to do and walk holy before me, you can come and ask me for anything you want and I'll do it for you." And guess what we do? We do what we want to do. We go out and talk evil about somebody. We go out and lie about somebody. We go out and live with somebody else's mate. We just do everything wrong in the church. I can't believe that in the church today there is as many. Dr. Dobson, I listened to him the other day, and he said there is absolutely, by number, there is more divorces in the church than there are in the world. That's what he said.
Now, we'll start right there tomorrow with the continuation of this story. But if you'd like to have this entire story, which we will continue on with this week, we'll be happy to send it to you. All you need to do is contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. And we'd be happy to send you the Caitlin story in its entirety on audio, video, or whatever. Or if you would call us at 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to mail it to you. 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to mail it to you. And also, we have many other teachings on the web. We'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid if you'll just contact us. Praise the Lord Jesus, and remember, Jesus is Lord.